DW. Celebrations are ongoing in the Bajaj household. Ever since Ajit and his eldest daughter Diya made history by scaling the heights of Mount Everest, they have been the toast of the town. It was 3 years ago that the adventure buddies, as they described themselves, first talked about climbing the world's highest mountain. The outdoors is in their DNA. Ajit, who runs an adventure sports outfit, was the first Indian to ski to the North Pole, the South Pole, and across the Greenland ice cap, completing the Polar Trilogy. Diya has also done an advanced mountaineering course. She was a member of a sea kayaking expedition along the west coast of Greenland when she was 14. And 6 years ago, she climbed Mount Elbrus in the Caucasus. At 5,600 meters, it's the highest mountain in Europe. But why Everest?
I was very lucky to have met Sir Edmund Hillary when he was the New Zealand High Commissioner to India. Then I had the very proud privilege of going whitewater rafting with him on two occasions. I think Edmund Hillary was a big inspiration, having been into mountaineering and adventure, skiing, kayaking, rafting, diving throughout my life. I think somewhere along the way, there was this desire to climb Mount Everest.
Edmund Hillary and Nepalese Tenzing Norgay were the first people to reach Mount Everest in May 1953. Some 4,000 people have reached the top since then, but hundreds have died trying. Diya says preparatory work was intense.
We actually spent a year of concentrated effort, you know, with Everest being our goal. We did 4 practice expeditions, 2 in Ladakh, 1 in Nepal, and 1 in France. And all of them had different purposes, but all, you know, with the eventual aim that we wanted to climb in May 2018.
At 29,029 feet, or 8,848 meters, Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. In addition to the unpredictability of Mother Nature and the treacherous terrain on the lofty peak, the altitude can take a real toll on the human body. Diya says reaching the top requires flexible thinking.
We definitely faced a lot of situations on the mountain. The mountain decides what it wants when it wants, and you have to be willing to adapt with that too. And that sometimes involves long times of just waiting till the weather window is good to finally summit, or whether it was knowing that, by the way, the weather window is cleared up and you have to summit the next day. You have to be very easygoing, and you can't have these like set standards in your mind. Otherwise, you're in for a lot of trouble.
The climb began at a base camp where they waited for local Sherpa guides to determine the right weather conditions to get started. Climbing was entirely dependent on the weather. At times, they walked on average of 6 to 7 hours, while on the other occasions, they were confined to their tents, tucking into their freeze-dried food. On the way up, there were 5 intermediate camps where they could wait and adjust to higher altitudes. Ajit says there were moments when things got particularly difficult.
Actually, even before the summit, Camp 2, we got there in bad weather. There were winds gusting at 50, 60, maybe even 70 kilometers an hour. And this went on for half our climb from Camp 1 to Camp 2. That entire night, we had this storm. I was really worried because I thought either the tent is going to disintegrate or we're going to get blown off the mountain.
The mountain is a testament to grit and tenacity, a severe trial that can bring out the best in a climber and sometimes reveal a depth of character they might not have known they possess. Ajit faced one such moment.
Just below the summit, I think we were about an hour and a half below the summit, when my oxygen mask actually froze. For about half an hour, 45 minutes before that, the going got pretty tough for me. That again was a tough decision because we were climbing together. Diya would have been very cold and she was climbing very, very strongly. So I took a decision that Diya should go on and I will do my best to rectify the mask and join her. I was very lucky. Our Sherpa Sirdar Nima Nuru had a spare mask. The minute I changed it, I was on an oxygen high. and quickly made my way up to the summit to join Diya.
Diya also had her share of frightening moments during the long climb to the top.
There were multiple experiences, I think, where both of us were nervous, worried, intimidated by the conditions. You know, you look at the mountain, it's huge. I think for me, the scariest moment was actually not on the way up, but on the way down. When you're climbing up, you have that goal, you have that focus, you have that energy. It's pretty nerve-wracking, actually, to be able to see how far down you can go if you fall. And though you're attached to a rope, there were a couple of points where I was really worried. You could see the heights, and that was my scariest moment.
Diya reached the summit from the Tibet, China, or the north side, at 4:30 a.m. on May 16th. They had begun climbing at 9 p.m. the previous day, walking through the night. Ajith joined her minutes later. As dawn broke, both watched the sunrise from the top of the world. Diya again.
When Dad reached a little after me, I know when we both met, it was a very, very emotional moment. I was on the summit maybe a couple minutes before. And while I was waiting there, you know, I was just sitting there, and I don't think I realized what it was that we had done. And when he came, suddenly it hit me, and it was so emotional. I know both of us started actually crying when we saw each other up there, and it was just an absolutely amazing moment.
Another purpose of this expedition for Ajith was to call attention to the fact that with the right opportunities, any girl can reach the highest summits.
Given a bit of nurturing, given that love, care and affection, and a push in the direction of their dreams, girls can do anything. They can climb higher than Everest, given that opportunity. In the state where we live, I have been made a brand ambassador for nurturing the girl child. The girl child is super, super special.
For now, Ajith and Diya are still soaking up the memorable climb and sharing their experiences with friends and relatives. But they're also already thinking ahead to a new joint adventure. One day, they plan to complete the seven summits, the highest peaks in the seven continents. Murali Krishnan, DW, New Delhi.
DW,